All right. Next patient is going to be Mr. Adam, A-D-A-M, last name is Adam. First name is Adam. Last name is R-I-D-E-A-U-X, Jr. He was born December 24, 1948. This is a 76-year-old gentleman originally from Louisiana. He was a very active man till about a year or so ago. He used to drive and care for himself. At that time, his daughter brought him to Houston to live with her in Pearland, P-E-A-R-L-A-N-D, in Pearland. Patient is, since a year and a half ago, has lost a tremendous amount of weight. His weight has gone down from 30 pounds. He has lost over 30 pounds. He's been divorced for some time. He's been living by himself. It's okay. What's on your face? Patient has four daughters. How you doing? He's never been a heavy smoker or drinker in the past. He likes to chew tobacco, period. Patient has stopped walking totally and completely bedbound. He has trouble taking the... when he... coronary and atherosclerotic heart disease, period. In the paragraph, he has had two surgeries in the past. One is a shoulder neck surgery and a pacemaker, period. He's thin. He's allergic to Prilosec and Zocor. His medications include vitamin D, Proscar 5 milligram, colchicine 0.6 milligram. Neurontin 300 milligram. No, it's okay. Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day, period. Family history, mom and dad died of old age. It's good, honey. Patient likes to fish and hunt, but hasn't been able to do that for some time, period. He's taken care of by his grandson and his daughter. As I mentioned, he's totally and completely bedbound. He's ADL dependent and bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Review of the records indicates that the patient takes nitroglycerin to help with his shortness of breath and chest pain. That can happen at rest or with any type of activity. His other medical issues include anemia, hypercoagulable state, GPH. He used to be able to use a wheelchair, but he's now totally bedbound. Gout of both knees, history of heart failure, stage B, and... stage 1 decubitus ulcer about his lower extremity, period, and about his sacral area. His grandson tells him that he takes a nitroglycerin 2 to 3 times a day to help with his shortness of breath and chest pain. His doctor has told him that he's no longer able to undergo any kind of cardiac workup, and he needs to be taken care of medically at this time regarding his end-stage atherosclerotic heart disease, period. Did I say family history? They both died of old age. His vital signs, 90 over 60, 99%, 61, 18, ephebra, heart positive, small positive, slit lungs, shallow breath sounds, positive, small positive, slit with ectopics, neurological. He's very weak in his lower extremity. He has tendency, he's more weak on the right side. He has severe muscle wasting about the lower extremity and the upper extremity, along with temporal muscle wasting, but no lateralizing symptoms noted. He's awake, he's alert, he's oriented to time and place and person, period. On neurological allergy, he's Zocor and Prilosec. Review of systems significant for change in his mental status, slight confusion, weight loss, significant neck pain, back pain, heart, chest pain with shortness of breath, requiring nitroglycerin on a regular basis. What was that? Period. And assessment, here we have a 76-year-old gentleman with end-stage heart disease associated with, give me 2 seconds, associated with the shortness of breath, decreased activity, total ADL dependency at this time. He's no longer able to go see his doctor. He has bowel and bladder incontinence. He lives with his daughter in Pearland because he's no longer able to care for himself, period. Difficulty with ambulation is multifactorial, both related to his cervical stenosis as well as his shortness of breath related to his severe end-stage heart disease and coronary artery disease, period. Also, the atrial fibrillation, history of atrial fibrillation, atrial fibrillation also contributes to his weakness and shortness of breath as well, period. Patient's family would like for him to be taken care of at home. He no longer wants to go back and forth to the hospital or to the doctor's office. He wants to be cared for at his home until it's time for him to pass away. Somewhere in there, put down his that's it. That's all we need to do. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, you ready then?